Everyone wants to know the products that you must sell on Amazon, but you don't often hear mega sellers talking about their top recommendation, what to sell. We gather insights from nine-figure, eight-figure, and seven-figure sellers, along with others, to identify their top recommendations for lucrative product categories to sell in 2024. Check it out. Welcome to the next Amazon Top Seller Podcast. Stay updated with the latest Amazon news and learn the nitty-gritty of selling on Amazon through BeCool's years of expertise in the Amazon world. I'm Samuel, and I am the host of this podcast, brought to you by the fantastic Amazon experts in BeCool. Let's start our journey to become the next Amazon Top Seller. First, let's hear from Eric. Better known as Amazon Lit, a nine-figure mega seller thinks are the top categories to sell during 2024.
So some of my favorite categories, beauty, grocery, personal care. I mean, those for us are our top three categories. I love them because it's a lot of replenishable items where people constantly buy them week over week over week.
Next, let's see what Alexei, an eight-figure seller that mostly does wholesale, thinks are the top product categories to sell on Amazon in 2024.
My advice is always to sell what you actually like of the product, because it's going to be easier for you to go to the trade show, meet the people with the industry. Because to give you an example, if I sell cosmetics, I wouldn't enjoy to smell cosmetics. It might be profitable, but I don't know anything about it. That's why I'm in a supplement and vitamin category. I love that category. I think I go to a trade show with the pleasure. I also can sell maybe some gourmets and food products. So those are type of category that I would recommend, the one that you actually can enjoy when you're gonna sell the product.
Yeah, I guess if you're like sourcing it, looking through it all the day, you know, it's much easier when you're looking at something that you enjoy looking at.
Exactly. You need to find a way to make your business a pleasurable experience. If you're sourcing the product, it should be products that you like. If you are selling cars, it should be the cars that you like, you know? It should be something that you really like, so it doesn't feel as a work.
Javier Garcia, also known as Mondo Amazon, a seven-figure seller, shares his top product categories.
Actually, a really good question to ask right now, because there's a lot of things that are changing on Amazon, especially like fees, inbound placement fees, low inventory level fees, and a lot of things. So we go super, super hard on beauty and personal care products, but we're trying to reach a higher price point right now in our businesses. So I do believe it's a great time to jump into higher priced items, maybe around 30, 40, 50 bucks Amazon sales price. And that's what we're trying to do. So we've been doing a lot of beauty and personal care for the last few years. We're still gonna do them because they're super profitable, but we're trying to get into new categories with a higher price point as well.
Fast Track FBA's Thomas shares what his favorite categories are to sell as a seven-figure Amazon seller.
It depends where you are in your Amazon journey. So if you're getting started, obviously the categories you're going to be looking at are the ones that you can actually sell, so ungated ones. A lot of for me is like DIY, sports, people like that. But I'd strongly recommend getting ungated, because that's just going to make your life so much easier and you can go a lot wider. Now, the core categories a lot of people go for, toys and games, beauty, the health and household, these are really good. Why? Because you can find a lot of higher value items. Now, higher value items are great because there is more cash profit in the items, which just means that if you're only finding 10 deals a day, for example, you're going to get a lot more cash profit out of them. But if you go even bigger than that, then you might even look at things like grocery, very high volumes, and you can deploy a lot of capital very quickly. But generally, the cash volumes and the profits aren't so high. So that's where I kind of think about it.
And now let's hear from Perry, another eight-figure seller, what he thinks are the top product categories in 2024.
For a beginner seller, well, we focus primarily on shoes and clothes. So I tend to tell people to focus on clothing and household items, because the velocity is much faster in clothing, because there tend to be less variations on this one.
Daniel, also known as 1000 ASINs, an eight-figure seller, shares his take on the top product categories that you should look into for 2024.
There's so many categories. Most of them are good, but some are more saturated than others. For instance, health and beauty and supplements, that's quite a competitive category. I would say that's not really for beginners. You want to find the stuff that are where the brands are a little less sophisticated, and knowledgeable on FBA, and there may be a little less competition. So I would say industrial and scientific would be a good one. It's a lot of big manufacturers that don't really have Amazon under control and don't really care who sells. I found there to be fewer sellers and a lot of opportunities for high ticket items with a lot of B2B sales. I would say that's my number one. Every category has pros and cons. I would recommend picking a category. You can have success in every category. And the more knowledgeable you are about a category, the better. What's more important is to focus on one and get really good and knowledgeable in that category rather than finding the quote unquote best category to sell in.
John Muscarello shares what he thinks are some of the top categories and his suggestions on how to choose a product category to sell.
For me, I really like health, beauty, grocery is always good. I always like to recommend people. I feel like sometimes people are just looking, oh, what should I sell? Just to experiment. Try some grocery, try some beauty, try some health, try some apparel. I sold a ton of apparel when I first started, and then kind of don't sell any apparel anymore. I found like a lot of returns, a lot of issues. So I shied away from that, but I wouldn't have known that unless I started selling apparel. So I just really recommend a lot of people just start with what you know. If you know video games, sell video games. If you know electronics, sell electronics. It just makes it easier. You know a little bit about something. I think it's just a great way to go about it. Just experiment, try different things, and then go what works best for you based on your ROI.
Amazon OA bookseller and educator Joji shares his favorite product categories for 2024.
I do all online book arbitrage. So I only source in the book category. And I think like really focusing on one niche is great. It's definitely in the beginning, even long term. But yeah, I think the book category is great. A lot of people here at MSC are online arbitrage, like traditional online arbitrage, wholesale. But yeah, I specifically do online book arbitrage.
Checkmate Flips shares his favorite product categories as a six-figure Amazon seller.
There's so many different categories. If you're doing regular online arbitrage, apparel is the go-to. But my favorites are electronics, office products, and health and household. So those are some of my favorite categories.
Jameson, a seven-figure seller that changed his life around, shares his top product categories that he sells on Amazon.
I personally sell in toys. 95% of my business is toys. So that's the direction I go into year-round. And I do a little bit of video games as well, but those are my main two categories that I sell.
Last but not least, let's hear from Romer the Romer, a seven-figure bookseller and founder of GoToLister, what he thinks are the top products to sell on Amazon.
Yeah, I'd probably start with one of the biggest categories, used books. 10% of Amazon sales are book sales. It's the cheapest inventory to find, the highest ROI. You can get it at your local thrift store, you get it at library sales. You can literally, there's like millions of books in every city, and it's just like, what method do you want to use to find the books? I mean, there's booksellers that sell almost nine figures on Amazon. And then a step down, you get the eight-figure sellers, seven-figure sellers, and there's a lot of six and seven-figure sellers that do bulk operations, so they'll buy books in bulk and then sell them on Amazon. Whether you're just starting out and you're just doing this as like a young 18-year-old, or maybe you're 45 years old and you're, you know, single mom and you want to make some extra money, you can go to a thrift store, pull your phone out. I like to use an app called Scout IQ and just scan as fast as you can. Get that inventory listed on Amazon. There's not a whole lot of prep required. And then you can kind of choose, do you want to scale books? There's a lot of people that will do seven figures in books, or, and those people are generally pretty quiet on social media because in the OA community and wholesale community, there's a lot of ROI in posting on social media. But in the book category, I think there's a lot of ROI in posting on social media too, but a lot of them don't. So don't think that books is just for complete beginners. You can also scale with books. I would say books is like the easiest, highest ROI category, the best way to get success, the best way to actually make profit and get money in your bank account. But after that, like I've had success selling health. I've had a little success selling supplements, but mainly health, clothing. If you're doing online arbitrage, it's been good for me. Stuff like shoes. And, you know, I did 300,000 in sales the year before last doing online arbitrage. So I'm not a pro at OA, but it certainly works. And I would say, like, explore all categories. My opinion, books are great for starting out. Books are the biggest category, but there's also tons and tons of other categories. And keep your mind open.
We hope you found today's episode with these mega sellers insightful and gave you some tips on the product categories that you might want to try sourcing when reselling on Amazon.
For the full video, please check the link in the description below. You could also head to BeQuil's YouTube channel to check out other relevant videos that will give you even more tips and tricks for your Amazon store. Don't forget to subscribe and stay tuned for more upcoming episodes where we continue to provide you with the latest tips and trends in the ever-evolving world of Amazon selling. We're BeQuil. We keep innovating to help you stay cool with your Amazon business. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to stay connected with our weekly new episodes, subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, follow us on Spotify, or any other streaming platform you prefer. Let's continue our journey to become the next Amazon top seller.